Blackwater Transit by Karsten Stroud. Copyright 2001 by Absaroke Communications Incorporated. Read by Bruce Risen. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Dedicated to the memory of Beverly Lewis, my friend and my editor for 15 years, and to Catherine Amanda Stroud, my mother. Both of these graceful, intelligent, and compassionate women died during the year this book was being written. And to Katie Hall, my editor, who loved Beverly as much as I did. Thanks are also due to, among many other people, Erwin Applebaum for being patient with a very complicated book. To Barney Karpfinger for being patient with a very stressed-out writer. And to John Flicker for helping me get the Barrett 50 right. And finally, my thanks to Howard Hardwick and a couple of NYPD detectives who made the book possible in the first place. A sigh can break a man in two. The Talmud. Blackwater Transit. Part 1. Earl V. Pike. The Taconic Parkway, New York State, Wednesday, June 21st, 0930 hours. It's the first day of summer, New York State. A hot, clear sun and the trees all greening out under a sky as blue as Bombay gin. This hard case, named Pike, Earl V. Pike, he's doing 90 in a big navy blue Benz 600, northbound in the cruise lane of the Taconic, listening to a tape of African drums. Has it cranked up so loud, the windows are vibrating. It doesn't bother him because his hearing is totally shot. Too many years of small arms fire popping off right next to his...